Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm Matt Pilger. I'm your host and our guest in the studio joining us from the Brick District Playhouse, the Vice President Debbie LaRue. And want to say good morning to you, Debbie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're certainly glad to have you in here. We've talked a little bit about Brick District Playhouse and some of the great things that you guys have going on over there. But for people that don't know you, Debbie, tell a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Brick District Playhouse, if you will.
Okay. Well, I'm with the Callaway Bank. I've been there for several years, and the Callaway Bank is an independent community bank that believes very strongly in giving back to the community. So with that in mind, I now serve as the vice president, and we have been in the process of renovating the building, which was opened in 1928. We started in 2015, and we are finished with renovations at this point. Now, will we do something more someday? Oh, I'm sure we will. But it's beautiful, and it's ready for the community to come and enjoy, and they are. They are enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is in Fulton. Tell us about where this is located at in Fulton, if you will.
It's in the Brick District, which is right on Court Street, the main drag in Fulton. So we're kind of at the top of the 600 block of Court Street.
Okay. Tell us about some of the things that go on over at the Brick District Playhouse, if you will. Plays? Do they have musicals? Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, every week we have two music teachers who teach. They teach piano, voice, guitar in the Playhouse Music Studio, which is right on the stage. It's a wonderful way for the kids to learn. And it's a wonderful way, it's another way for us to give back by offering the teaching, the space to teach. We have a children's theater, and we are now in our 14th production. We partner with a theater reaching young people and schools from Columbia. It's been a wonderful partnership. They will be presenting Cinderella and the Substitute Fairy Godmother. That will be March the 15th. And now, our community has been asking for two things for a long time. One, a swimming pool. Well, we can't help them with a swimming pool. However, they've also been asking for live theater to return to Fulton. That is what we're doing now with the partnership with Maplewood Barn in Columbia. Maplewood Barn is an outdoor theater. They are in their 52nd season. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They do. So we reached out to them probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, and started conversation. Fast forward to today, they are practicing, have been practicing since January, early part of January, and we will be producing The Importance of Being Earnest, and that is an Oscar Wilde favorite. We'll have that performance. We'll have a dinner theater on Friday evening, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Then Saturday, we will have a theater-style seating on Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, we'll have a high tea in the front of house. And then we'll move right into the theater and have another showing. We'll have three showings of The Importance of Being Earnest, thanks to this partnership with Maplewood Barn. We have Fulton people who are in the play and in the crew. And then we also have some of the Barneys, as they call themselves, from Maplewood Barn.
Let's talk about the importance of that partnership with Maplewood Barns. You know, this is definitely going to be a good thing, a collaboration between Fulton folks and Columbia folks. Really kind of anybody can get involved with some of these theater productions, is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is the first that we are having with Maplewood Barn. And in November, we held auditions, open auditions. And we had 15 people, I think, that actually came. And they're all in the show or a part of the crew, something. They're doing something. And we're already looking towards this winter and hopefully having another performance in November or early December. So opportunities will be there again for the community to come out and be a part of. We are calling our theater group the Playhouse Players.
I love
the
that.
Playhouse Players at the Brick District Playhouse.
Very nice. Now, yes. There's a little bit of something for everybody there if they want. If you want to have a lead role and a speaking mm-hmm. role, you could do that. Or you could be a part of the production and helping build the set. I'm sure yes. there's a little bit for everybody there, right?
There really is. Or they can be on the T-shirt committee and design the T-shirts.
Yes, no doubt about it. People that want more information about Brick District Playhouse, where can they go to find out about mm-hmm. this?
They can check us out on Facebook or Instagram, Brick District Playhouse. They can email us at brickdistrictplayhouse@gmail.com. Or they can also go to our website, brickdistrictplayhouse.com.
Very nice.
Yes, they can call. They are welcome to call the 573-342-3388.
All right. If people want to get tickets to these things, can they can do that at the door, I'm sure, or they can always go to your website to yes. find out about ticket information?
Yes. They can purchase them online.
Okay.
Now, the Friday night event, the dinner theater, is already sold out.
Wow.
Yes. So Saturday and Sunday are both open.
So I would imagine if this is seeming like it's a very, very popular event, there will be more of this to come?
Yes. Yes, there definitely will. With the Playhouse Players being newly formed at the Playhouse, if it weren't for Maplewood Barn, we wouldn't be this far, Matt. We really wouldn't. They're bringing their 52 years of experience and history with them. The director of the play is Morgan Dennehy. Morgan is the president of the Maplewood Barn, and she is also the director. She directed this a couple of years ago for Maplewood Barn, so she's well-versed with the actual production. And she's just a joy to work with. She really is. She couldn't be here this morning, but she'll be here for the next one.
Absolutely, and we'll definitely have you guys come in as more plays are announced. Is there a busier time for the theater? Wintertime months, summertime months, is there a busier time there?
We now have a Playhouse coordinator, Sean Cockrum. Sean is, he prefers to be referred to as the Playhouse evangelist.
Okay.
He's doing it. I mean, he's out there. He's promoting the Playhouse in the front of house. We do not have a cafe in the front of house any longer. We've turned that more into an event area also, a smaller event area. So we are having a lot of baby showers, wedding showers, bridal showers. We've had reunions, small reunions, luncheons, and different meetings. The Brick District meets there every month. Their events committee meets there every month. Those things are happening, and then we also have dance recitals. We have a couple of proms that are set up in there again this year, and larger reunions, class reunions. We have 3 wedding receptions scheduled this year so far. So it's happening, and we are partnering. We partner with a couple of different caterers. One is Come to the Table Catering, and that is Sean and his wife, Lorna. We also partner with Ohana's, with Beth and Chris. They help us out there, and a couple of others that are happy to help us with the smaller events. So it's working. It's happening. It really is. It's so exciting. Of an evening, if there's something going on in the Playhouse, the big blade light is on. And that light is on a lot more often these days.
I bet it is.
It is.
Now, you get supported through the community through some of these events. Do you get grants to kind of help out with the theater as well?
Yes, we have received some grants. Most recently, the Missouri Arts Council has been very generous and helped us. We also have a presenting sponsor, which is very helpful, and that's the Callaway Bank. And for the different events that are in front of us, we'll have some individual sponsors with them as well. The Children's Theater has several sponsors, and if I start to name them, I'll forget somebody, and I don't want to do
so
that.
So we want to thank all of them.
We want to thank all of our sponsors, that's right. But now, on Saturday mornings, when the children are rehearsing, we're having one of the sponsors come in every Saturday so the kids can personally thank them. They give them a card that they've all signed, and we take a pic and we post it so that our community knows that we have wonderful sponsors and wonderful community support.
Absolutely.
We couldn't do it without the community. And there would be no reason to do it without the community. So the more the community comes out and enjoys it, the better. The Callaway Singers, I also want to mention them. They've called the Playhouse home for the past several years, and they'll be having their Their spring performance will be the end of April, 1st of May.
I'll be looking forward to that, not only for the singing, but for the warmer weather that will be coming along then, we certainly hope.
That's right.
Well, listen, I certainly appreciate you stopping in here this morning. Congratulations on the new partnership with the Maplewood Barn Community Theater, and best of luck as you get more productions up and going.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. She is Debbie LaRue, the Vice President of the Brick District Playhouse in Fulton. She's our guest this morning on Meet the Community. You can tune in for another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.